And the list goes on down the line. And the list goes on.
And then I said, no, fuck you.
Okay, for how long have you been wanting to do that?
Oh, no, like, you know what I think is the funniest? Like, I'm sure you see some of my stuff on Twitter, and obviously it's more subdued than it used to be.
Yeah, but you're getting better.
There are always these people who are complete assholes. And again, I will never be mean to somebody on Twitter unless they're mean first, period.
Really? Is that
100%? Yes. I will never be mean to somebody on Twitter unless they're mean first.
Okay.
Got no reason to. It's bad business. But when they will say something mean to me and then I'm like, you're fucking stupid. And they go, well, a professional journalist shouldn't do that. And I'm like, buddy, you do not know me then, because I am neither professional. And the term journalist, I will throw around very loosely.
I think everybody watching this understands my battle on the daily.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
this is basically these are the waters that I have to navigate. There are times Sean will text me something and I get a little angry.
Yeah.
But I just,
you did this week.
Yeah. All I did this week. Did you notice I did?
Yeah, I could tell
a little bit.
That was ridiculous though. Let's paint the picture. I won't put it out there, but we were talking about numbers. And I was like, hey, you know what? I think this fellow deserves a raise. Compared it to somebody else's. And Jimmy's like, don't get defensive. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm not getting defensive.
I meant it jokingly. The problem is things get lost over WhatsApp or text.
But
things get lost.
You have to realize that because we did a thing about me being sensitive in 2017.
Yes,
I will like. No, I'm not. Well, I will still get people having comment. By the way, we're going to cut that shit right now. That ain't going to happen anymore. Because I still got people.
He's not sensitive. He's not.
In 2021 that I'll like have a common conversation with. And I'll be like, I just kicked Jimmy from the show, by the way. That will be like, oh my God, Jimmy was so right. You're so sensitive. And I'm like, I just posted the ratings. Like, there are so many people that are still like that.
I mean, let's be honest.
Jimmy replies to me, language. And I said, my fucking language is English. Now I'm defensive. And you didn't reply to me, Jimmy.
No. So typically, I understand that this is a different beast, this whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, the Fightful and everything. I do this kind of for the entertainment. I'm not doing it to make money and whatever. I just kind of, and things are going well with Fightful.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of let it go. There's no question. Like, people in my office would never talk to me that
you
do. Never.
Of course
I let it go. Like if you cross the line, I will let you know.
Why not be entertaining if this is entertainment, Jimmy? Maybe you shouldn't be so sensitive about the language I use.
I really wasn't. It was just,
I think you
that
were.
That was my response, which basically is me telling you cut the shit. That's basically joking way of doing
You couldn't even appreciate the role models reference. You didn't even remember that line where the little fella said language and he goes, my fucking language is English.
I had no idea whatsoever.
Come on.
You always quote these movies that nobody watches.
You've watched Role Models, Jimmy.
Have I seen Role Models?
With Sean William Scott and Paul Rudd. By the way, we don't have topics today in case you all were curious. We're just here talking. But Paul Rudd, Sean William Scott, McLovin. It's where they ran a truck up a statue, and their community service is basically working at a Boys and Girls Club type of thing. And helping
vaguely,
out. Yeah, it was awesome. It's so good.
Vaguely. I like Paul Rudd a lot. Paul Rudd's funny.
You don't remember the line, we are the chipmunk's ass butt. You don't remember that?
How many times? Where do you find the time to watch this shit?
That's all I used to do before I worked.
Apparently.
Before I actually worked.
Before you had a job.
Yeah. No, I mean, to be quite frank, yeah.
I might have seen it once. I have no recollection of it at all.
Man. Anyone.
So I posted on Twitter that we would do a live Q&A. I didn't have a lot of time to put a list together today. And then Sean this morning told me, hey, we got to do List Goes On first. I was like, shit. So that means that I was going to lose another 20 minutes. And so I said, let's do a live Q&A. But I was going to start by telling you about a stock trick that I learned recently, which you may or may not, you may have already known this.
Okay.
But I didn't. And now it's been very beneficial, Sean. So I'm going to do people a solid. So anybody watching this that's a novice trader, and I still consider myself a novice trader, even though I've learned a lot about, yeah, about technical indicators and all that. I've learned a lot, but I still consider myself a novice. Do you know what trailing stop is?
I've learned about it because I think that Cash App just slapped it on there where basically, yes, they just did it.
Okay, so I didn't know up until a few months ago. I did not know what trailing stop was. And I'm going to paint a picture. Anybody watching this that's a novice, I'm going to do you a favor if you haven't heard of this. So you know what it's like, Sean, when you buy a stock. Let's say you bought a stock at $10.
Yes.
And let's say it starts going up. And you're watching it go up and you're like, what's a good time to sell? Like, I want to maximize my profit. What's a good time to sell? And let me tell you, when the meme stocks were taken off like GameStop, if I knew what trailing stop was, Sean,
yeah,
I would have made a shit ton more money than I made, yeah, but I didn't know what it was. So I used to do the guessing game. You know, it was I bought it at 10 and now it's 12 and oh, that's a good return. Boom, yes, let's sell. And then it goes to 17.
Of course.
Or you go the other way. It's going to keep running. It's going to keep running. And it ends up at 9 and you lost money. So I have learned what trailing stop is, and just this morning I used it to do well on a stock. So I'm going to explain it. Let's say you got that stock at $10. Let's say it starts going up, and you want to take advantage of the increase, but you want to do it without the risk of taking a bath, right? Here's what you do, Sean. You're always distracted when we do this podcast, but here's what you do. Let's say you want to set a buffer, and that buffer is going to be if the stock drops 50 cents from where it is, sell. Right? So yes, you choose a 50 cent buffer. That means that as that stock's going up, the trail will go with it as it's going, okay, up. And at any point, if it drops by 50 cents, it'll sell automatically.
Yeah.
So what that means is if you bought it at 10 and if it's going up, you don't know when you want to sell and it ends up going to 19 and you put a 50 cent trailing stop. That means when it hits that high of 19, if it drops back to 1850, it will sell at 1850. Automatically.
So yeah, it's a bit of protection there for
not you. Only yeah, no, well, you don't have to watch it all day.
Yes.
You don't have to take a guess as to what's a good time to sell it. Trailing stop is excellent. I used it a couple times this morning, and I wish that I had known about this a few months ago because holy shit, dude, on GameStop, the magic that could have been had if I knew what trailing stop was back then.
Oh yeah.
So
I made a little bit off of GameStop last month, and then I put it in another stock and have effectively lost it all back. But
The market has been, the market's been bad for about 3 months, and I have a lot of stuff in the red, but now things are starting to come back. The market's starting to turn.
Yeah.
And I've been able to unload two within the last week or so that were in the red for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I've actually got a few stocks that are still pretty solid. I don't know how much more rebound they'll get, but I got Boeing, Norwegian Cruise Line, Royal Caribbean, and Carnival. When the pandemic really hit its worst, I invested in a lot of like tourism and, yep, and especially like airspace type of stuff that I knew was going to rebound. I knew for sure was going to rebound. And even if it didn't, the government wouldn't let it not rebound, if you know what I mean.
Yep. Like
there would be almost no risk for this. And then I invested in Workhorse, which unfortunately took a big fat dump because it didn't get the USPS contract that I hoped it would get. And okay, it's down a little bit, but you know.
I'm heavy in marijuana stocks, NFT I got into a little bit, clean energy stuff I'm into.
I'm debuting an NFT on Quizlemania today.
Are you?
Yeah, we should sell some Fightful NFTs.
I feel like it's theft.
Well, you know what? I don't care.
I mean, if somebody willingly wants to buy it, just the fact that they don't actually own the IP to me is theft. It's
well, you know what? If somebody wants to buy the idea of Jim Cornette bashing someone's brains into grape jelly, well, then let's sell it to him, Jimmy.
Okay, maybe we'll do it. You got to make a nice little digital cube thing or whatever, you know. And
yeah,
it's got to have all that. So.
Rob has a question here, but we're going to dive deep into this on the main show. So make sure you guys tune in for that. But did you see the gift I got our mod, Hannah?
No.
Oh, it's fantastic. I wish I would have queued it up, but
is that why you wanted the Fightful shirt there with the NBA Jam thing? No,
not that. This one's just a shirt with a picture of me and my best friend on it. That was it. and sent that to her. But no, I was looking to add some shirts. Still am. We got to get on some of those designs, but we do have some more designs coming to the shop right now. I think the other ones will play better, but that one just didn't look good on a
we
shirt.
If we have any questions, we should take at least one because I did promise it on Twitter. If we have any.
Well, Modern History Music says, Jimmy, thank you for letting me share my story on Grappling with Grief's website. My question is, at what point should Drake Wirtz be left go? I never cheer for people to be fired, but this is dangerous.
We're going to talk about it on the main show. We're going to talk about it on the main show. Because I told Sean I caught some of his speech that he did in Seminole County Council. Yeah. So we're going to talk about it on the main show.
I thought you were talking about my speech. I was like, damn, I was saving it for the show. I don't even know.
Did you see Drake Wirtz's speech?
I sure did.
Yeah,
we'll talk
about it on the main show. He got emotional, Sean.
We could probably show it.
It's up to you if you want to cue it up. It was long, but
It
was. He went on for a bit and he started crying and all this shit. We'll talk about it on the main show. That guy's off his rocker. He's not normal.
Yeah, I've had some friends of his that have reached out to me over the past year or so.
He's not normal.
He's not. Guys, this has been a wonderful list goes on. Kevin Seat says, in the Stone Cold bio, seeing him frustrated about them not building up competition and walking away, I keep thinking about Effie's comments about Vince. Did he just get lucky with the Attitude Era? To a degree, I think he got lucky, but...
It was a perfect storm. So the first thing was they had competition from WCW. Because yes. WCW and the NWO was the first thing that really spiked crowd interest in pro wrestling. So they had that. Then Stone Cold just took off. And that was completely accidental. I mean, Mr. Man himself on the bio said he had no plans for Steve Austin. He took off. Austin 316, he just kind of planned out at the King of the Ring and he said it. Because Stone Cold said so, he just kind of came up with that out of nowhere. The Stone Cold Stunner was the perfect finish. All of it came together. And then McMahon was talked into becoming a character after the Brett screw job. He became the perfect foil for Steve Austin. And then they had that magic. Then they had the supporting cast because they had DX come around and The Rock came around and Kane and The Undertaker. And it was a perfect storm. And if it had not been for the competition from WCW, if it had not been for the Bret Hart screw job, if it had not been for some of those things, we never would have seen that era. Yep. You know, it just... perfect storm of things that happened all at once.
Well, there's going to be a perfect storm of entertainment coming to the list in your boy. Head on over there, guys. YouTube.com/Fightful. We're out. Also, would Mighty Mouse Johnson be a good fit for pro wrestling? Yes, Anakin. I think he would. He'd be a much better one than many. We're out.